I'm delighted to be joined in this next Molson Coors Growers Group podcast by both Jerry Dyson and also Christy Smith. Jerry is known, well known to us all within the group. Christy, a little less so, but hopefully during this podcast, we'll learn a little bit more about you, Christy. So welcome to you both. I was going to kick off, actually, Jerry, with you, if I can. We recently had the AGM, which was attended by about 50 or 60 odd growers. But I just wondered whether you had any sort of take home reflections of the AGM and any sort of key points that came out of it for you.
Yeah, a couple of things spring directly to mind, Duncan. One is how important I think these type of meetings are in general, just as a general point on that. We always set the group up as more than just a simple contracting group. It was all about networking and sharing best practice. So the AGM, from my perspective, is one area where that kind of activity can carry on. There are other occasions, other meetings we have during the year. But the first thing that strikes me on this, how important it is that we have these meetings. They're well attended. The group as a whole understands what Molson Coors are doing and where we're going, what is important to Molson Coors going forward. And on the other side of the coin, we hear as much as we can about what's important from the growers and the other stakeholders within the in the group. So that's Soufflé, Frontier, and so it's important that these meetings take place in the first place, and that we get as much interaction from all the stakeholders as we can. The second point that occurs to me is I think we had a very varied and interesting agenda. I found it so. There was some really interesting stuff. Mm-hmm. About nitrogen utilization. I love the bit about the bird census that was going on and how the group was progressing from Frontier's perspective. So that was really good. And I think both Fraser and Ali gave a really good update on what the company are up to. And they're both very engaging presenters, I think. And I hope everyone was enthused about the sort of prospects for Molson Coors, as I was after Ali's presentation. I think on the downside from that, I think that we've got 140 odd growers in the group. An attendance by barely a third is way short of where we should be. We put a lot of effort into the AGMs. As I said, it's quite important for us, and I would have hoped for a greater attendance than that. And we've got to work very hard to ensure that occurs in the future.
Yeah, of course. One of the big announcements at the conference, of course, was the announcement of your retirements at the end of the year, Jerry. And I know this is quite a challenging question, I'm sure, but what do you believe has been the best thing about the Growers Group since we set it up all those years ago? And what do you think it has achieved?
Well, I think one of the things to recognise is that we set it up in 2008, and here we are in 2022, and it's still going strong. It's delivering around 45,000 tonnes of barley, and we've got, I say, 140 odd growers in the group. So the very fact, after more than 13 years, the group remains in existence and is a very important part of what Molson Coors, how Molson Coors sources our barley. It's got quite a high profile in the business, certainly in the Molson Coors supply chain. It's very well known. So I think we've achieved, and everyone deserves credit that it's stayed in existence and has achieved that sort of position in the supply chain, really. I think the fact that 3 years in the 3 year segments that we contract, the farmers again and again choose to contract with us means we're getting something right. Yeah. and they think it's a worthwhile group. So I think all those are definite positives. And I think we do achieve, or we have in that respect achieved a number of our aims. And I think it's been more difficult to achieve one of the other areas that that I particularly focus on. That's the best practice sharing. Obviously, that's been very much more difficult over the last 2 years, but it's a key part of what the group's all about, and certainly is a key part of what we're going to be doing going forward. So I think we've achieved many good things over the 13 or so years we've been in existence. I mean, from a personal point of view, I'm very thankful for the commitment of many of the growers who stayed with the group almost from its inception, those years ago. And as part of that, I've got to know a lot of people very well. The steering group have always done a really good job. And I like to think that, again, from a personal perspective, I've got a lot of friends in the group that I value very highly. So that for me, those are the key highlights for me.
Okay. Thank you, Jerry. And Christy, you're stepping into Jerry's shoes over the course of this year. I suppose the question is, who are you, and what is your background?
Thanks, Duncan. So I'm 20 plus years experience in procurement, working across many different sectors and in a number of different businesses. I've been with Molson Coors for the last 5 years, and with all that time within that role, I've been the lead for logistics. So I'm very well versed in kind of haulage challenges, which I know are causing obviously disruption at the moment, and they're going to continue to be a challenge. So taking on this role is a new role for me, and it is obviously going to be a different role, but I'm really excited and really looking forward to taking on the challenge. Clearly, I'm not going to be a carbon copy of Jerry. That's almost impossible to do that. You know, he leaves behind a lot of knowledge, but I'm going to spend the rest of this year in obviously extracting as much of that knowledge as possible, and working really closely with Jerry as we do our handover towards the end of the year, and then obviously taking over from next year.
Yeah. And again, it's quite a big question to ask, and probably an unfair question to ask you at this stage, but how do you see the Molson Coors Group developing in the future?
Yeah, no, great question. So firstly, it'd be nice to physically see everyone. Yeah. So hopefully now with the COVID restrictions that have been removed, that's going to be much more possible in the near future. And I'm really keen to kind of get out and get seeing some of our growers' farms. So in terms of developing the group, I guess I want to build on the great work that Jerry has done and further grow on the legacy that he's going to leave behind. I am really keen to get that engagement up. So Jerry highlighted it and talked about it a little bit around the AGM. So I think it is important that we do understand what our growers want to hear and see, and we build on that engagement. I'm really keen that our growers get really close to our business. So some of them that attended the AGM or have attended them in previous years, but particularly this one that we've just had, will have heard the great work from our marketing team and particularly our marketing director. And there's a lot of great things that are going on in our business. So I think it's really important that everybody understands where our business is going and what those exciting developments are that are coming up. Clearly, sustainability is a key strategic pillar for our business. And we're very much in the infancy of that journey. But we want to work with all of you in your understanding and our understanding of what's going on with your farms, how that correlates back to what we do and how we link it back into our strategic pillars. And then lastly for me, I am really keen to hear about what do the growers want from us. Have we got the content right? Do we need to change it? What's important for them that they understand what Molson Coors is doing, you know, and is there anything that we then need to do or that we could do to improve on going forward?
I think that is really important, and we have got the sustainability survey going out within the next couple of weeks, and we can put a couple of questions in there to get some more broader feedback. And then, yeah, we had a steering group meeting this morning where we talked about the summer meetings and potentially some spring meetings as well, which would be a great opportunity for you to meet growers, but also for us all to get some feedback as well. Because like you say, it's about delivering for everybody, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely. And I think, again, just picking up on the point around restrictions being removed, hopefully this might help to increase that engagement level.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much, both. It was brief, but it was a really good introduction to you, Christy. So thank you very much.
No problem. Thanks, Duncan.
I hope you've enjoyed this Molson Coors Growers Group podcast. As per usual, if you have any thoughts for future podcasts or any feedback on how we do these, please do let us know. In the meantime, I wish you a happy spring, and we'll be in touch soon.